President Bush will soon release a report on how to make federal agencies more friendly to faith-based organizations. The White House is evaluating 5 agency reports before releasing the plan. To gain some insight into the president's strategy, we examined his record in Texas. It was as a governor there that he originally devised his idea of a faith-based initiative. From Austin, NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
The president's faith-based initiative is more than a vehicle for expanding federal funding for religion-based social services. The recent disclosure that the White House had been trying to strike a deal behind the scenes with the Salvation Army shows the president is also fighting on the regulatory front. Deregulation was a major thrust of his efforts in Texas, where he used his position as governor to scale back state regulations that prevented many faith-based organizations from doing business in the first place, regardless of whether they were eligible for government funding or not. Governor Bush focused on deregulating 2 main areas, drug and alcohol treatment and child care services. For example, in 1995, he came to the rescue of Teen Challenge in San Antonio.
Let's sing Amazing Grace, amen? Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Teen Challenge has been using an overtly Christian approach to treating substance abuse since 1958. And operates more than 250 branches worldwide. But in 1995, the San Antonio branch ran up against state licensing requirements, and the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse threatened to shut them down. James Heirich, the executive director of Teen Challenge San Antonio, argues that many of the state's licensing standards were just bureaucratic, preventing them from doing their job. For example, he says the state told him that he couldn't put his clients to work, that they couldn't cut the grass or wash dishes or do housekeeping, which he says are a vital part of their treatment.
Drugs and alcohol aren't the problem. It's the individual underneath. He's never learned how to work. He's lazy. He's never learned how to be there on time. You know, the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. So part of our program is that the individuals learn how to work.
Governor Bush saw Teen Challenge as a successful rehab program that was worth saving. He pushed through the legislature a bill that exempted faith-based substance treatment programs from state licensing standards. So far, 102 organizations have applied for and received the exemptions. Opponents of the law, such as Samantha Smoot, the executive director of the Texas Freedom Network, say it allows organizations to bypass basic health standards, something she says sent chills through the public health community.
The kinds of regulations that were lifted for faith-based service providers in Texas included regulations that medical emergencies be reported, regulations that drug treatment counselors have a basic level of training in their field, completely lifted just because an organization was religiously based.
Stephanie Goodman of the Texas Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse says she believes the law strikes a reasonable balance. Although the commission allows unlicensed organizations to operate, it does not fund or endorse them. And Goodman says a basic level of protection is still built into the program. For example, she says they cannot treat minors nor provide medical treatment.
There's a heavy disclosure notice. Anyone entering a faith-based treatment facility that has that exemption needs to sign something acknowledging that they recognize that this program is specifically faith-based, it's not sanctioned by the state, and is really going to rely heavily on prayer and Bible study and things of that nature.
Governor Bush used a different strategy in trying to deregulate the child care industry, which includes everything from daycare to emergency shelters to halfway houses. This time, he didn't try to strip away all the licensing regulations. Instead, he chose to push for a law that would allow organizations other than the state to accredit child care providers. Sasha Rasko of the Texas Department of Protective and Regulatory Services says Bush was trying to expand the number of providers by accommodating conservative Christian groups.
And they said, we simply don't believe in reporting to the state. We don't believe in having a relationship with the state. We believe that their faith-based organizations reported directly to God. So it was a very philosophical position for them.
At the Jewish Community Association of Austin's daycare facility, Director Bill Carver says he's not sure why a religious service provider would need alternative accreditation. He says Texas regulations are minimal and don't restrict his faith-based child care at all.
What they deal with is basic health and safety of children in care. There really is no attempt to regulate curriculum in any way. So no licensing worker goes in and says, you can't teach that. That's improper or that's discriminatory or anything else. So there's no reason to not be licensed.
Carver worked in the state licensing division when the alternative accreditation bill became law. He says several conservative faith-based organizations tried to slip in a provision allowing corporal punishment. They failed, and in the end, child care providers operating under alternative accreditation had to abide by the same regulations as those licensed by the state. Ultimately, for whatever reasons, only 8 out of more than 2,000 religious organizations applied.
In Texas, alternative accreditation was a complete bust.
Again, Samantha Smoot of the Texas Freedom Network.
The only program set up under this law was the Texas Association of Christian Child Care Agencies. Half the people on the board of this program ran child care homes that were regulated by the agency. And the rate of complaints of neglect and abuse was 50 times higher than that of those facilities licensed by the state.
The Texas legislature evidently agreed. Earlier this year, it allowed the alternative accreditation law to expire. Now the 8 organizations which operated under it must either seek a state license or cease operation in the state of Texas. On the federal level, it remains to be seen how much President Bush will be able to use deregulation to further government support of faith-based organizations. Deregulation is more successful at the state level, where the provision of services is controlled by state and local statutes. Yet there are thousands of federal policies and procedures up for consideration, some of which President Bush will be able to change through executive order. The question is just how many and how effective they will be. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Austin, Texas.